You ever rolled up in a convenience store with a 44 and told the cashier to drop to the floor? But you didn't take anything but a bag of chips, a half gallon of milk, some juice, and a box of crisps.
Nah, but I might walk up in Kroger, head straight for the DVD. Stuff I form in my cargo, smile and flee with ease. Then hit up the Super Target, exchange it for store credit. That's $60 worth of grubs and squares in a case of blood.
You have invested your money in some internet stocks and had your cheese multiply quicker than selling rocks.
I invest in pharmaceuticals like Xanax and Loratab. Take them all with alcohol, then hump for some water grab.
You ever had a chick with no brains but likes to give them? And had the nerve to ask you to scream her name while you hit it?
Nah, but I know this Betty who licks ass for her enjoyment. She also takes golden showers and drinks the piss from out my toilet. And when it's time for the deployment of doo-doo from out my anus, she likes to catch it in her hands and lick the excess from her fingers.
You ever tried to purchase a car with a personal check? Have your lady call you a dog and send you to the vet? Ever been in trouble with the cops more than 3 times for trying to sell digital video cameras to the
blind? Man, fuck purchasing a car. I live on New Jersey Drive, Athens, Georgia, 30605. That ain't no lie. And my girl don't even speak, cause I get violent when I drink. But it's perfect that she don't talk. I need some silence when I think about the 33 times the law tangled me up with chunk and tray, legs up, stuck, thinking we fucked. But screw them, they ain't enough to stop these sparks from flying. If Bubba ain't the truth, that just means that my heart is lying.
No matter what you ask me, I'm giving you Bubba K. Just the truth of the matter, okay? Fuck what you say.
Nothing more, nothing less, I'ma get it off my chest. See, I spit what I feel regardless.
No matter what you ask me, I'm giving you Bubba K. Just the truth of the matter, okay? Fuck what you say.
Nothing more, nothing less, I'ma get it off my chest.
Rather move 2,000 units and be critically acclaimed, or sell 2 million out the gate and be labeled lyrically lame? In other words, would you prefer to have them mics in the source, or a Grammy, some jazzy bras, a little ice in a Porsche?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm trying to sell 3 million out the gate. Okay. Get 6 mics in the source off a lyrical force. Push a custom-made Porsche in the range with the wood grain and spit verses sharp enough to cut straight to your brain.
Well, you never fucked a chunky bra, weighing 300 plus off, and actually took some pride in the shit, and didn't rush
none. When it comes to big chicks, yeah, I plead the fifth, cause I only weigh 150. And I don't own a forklift.
Man, have you ever snorted coke till your heart sat in your throat? Then took your whole advance to buy more and woke up broke?
See, I don't do drugs, I hang out with corporate thugs that transport microchips and oriental rugs. They sell them on the streets for as much as they can. Only coke I mess with comes in 16-ounce cans.
Would you ever consider dancing with the devil for paper? Fly with me and Fred Durst on an embezzlement caper? Would you bet on the Lakers if Jordan played for the Clippers? Or leave your girl and move to Vegas with a stable of strippers?
I wouldn't dance with the devil, the stocks are too hot. And if Jordan played for the Clippers, I claim Cali like Pac. And I'm not too embezzlement, I like hostile takeovers. Corporate jets, BMWs, and Range Rovers. Cause they're tax write-offs, they're all business expenses. And as far as that stripper, yo, I let my man hit her. C to the I, central intelligence. And if I did touch her, believe me, you wouldn't find a trace of evidence.
No matter what you ask me, I'm giving you Bubba K. Just the truth of the matter, okay? Fuck what you say.
Nothing more, nothing less, I'ma get it off my chest. See, I spit what I feel regardless.
No matter what you ask me,